Hello and welcome to That Sports Gamer Show, episode number 23. As always, I'm your host, TJ Lauerman, and alongside me is my co-host, Scott Binns.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Scott, how's it going?
I am beat.
And sick. You sound great.
I'm not sick. I just have like a major allergy overload going on right now.
Which is good, which means you stayed inside and you've been playing a lot of video games, huh?
No, it's been a Packers family night was this week, so I spent the last 2 days running all over Lambeau Field.
Ooh. That's got to be kind of fun, at least.
It is. It is. Especially they just got done building a whole bunch of stuff. So there's ginormous new scoreboard video screens. Ooh. You really can't appreciate them until you stand underneath one of them.
Got to get them to hook up an Xbox to it and then play
on. Oh, I wish they would. One of our camera positions is actually now right directly underneath the video screen. There's like just a little, I mean, it's barely tall enough for me to stand in, but it's where they put the camera, like the camera that would shoot field goals.
Ooh.
Like, you could just sit there and have the game playing on the screen opposite of you. It would be awesome.
Yeah, I remember seeing a video where they played like Gears of War at Cowboy Stadium.
Yeah.
On the super biggest screen in America.
Yeah, that was awesome.
But have you been playing anything since?
Well, I'm still working on the show. I am in September now in my season. I am in a series with the first place in the NL Reds right now. We split the first two games. I think it puts me 3.5 games back. This is going to come down to the wire, and I know I'm like 5 games out of the wild card if I can't get the NL. But, it's coming down to the wire, and I've determined this is pretty much my last season in the show. Because I won't get another season done before Madden comes out.
Yeah, I've been pretty much head deep or some sort of deepness into the show recently, especially in our online league. I've pulled off an amazing 7 wins in a row.
But against everybody?
I've beaten every team in this little streak, which has propelled Jay Bruce to superstardom.
Nice. I feel bad because every time anyone wants to play, I'm like going to bed.
Yeah, I do that a lot, too. See, I think Jay Bruce is leading in, like, 5 categories, or 6 categories.
And I'll try and get some more games in before the thing shuts down on the 29th, or whatever it is.
Oh, I forgot about that. We should probably
get going on that. Yeah, it just dies. Remember that. Well, no, I think it moves us to the playoffs based on either the standings we have at the time, or it automatically or randomly assigns wins to every other... It basically automatically assigns a result to every game that wasn't played.
No!
Yeah,
well, I've taken the lead because I have most wins, even though I have more losses than the second place team.
Yeah, I think I would be happy with just taking the standings as they are, or maybe some sort of factoring people who've... Because that would suck for someone who's played a bunch of games but lost, as opposed to the person who's played less games but won more.
Yeah, I think I'm like 15-9, something like that.
No, play your games. Keep your fate in your own hands.
I do, and then I hit bombs, and then I win. But I've also been playing the Road to the Show. I still haven't done a season, a franchise yet. But from Road to the Show, I just got traded to the Mets for David
nice.
Wright.
Nice. Do you want to go play for the Mets?
Not really.
Oh, well then that's unfortunate for you.
Well, I was in the NL West facing like the Padres, and now I have to face like the Brewers, the Braves, and all those guys. And Phillies. Somewhat good offenses as a pitcher, so... It's going to be kind of tough. Actually, I do have a question for you, Scott.
Yes.
On Facebook.com/ThatSportsGamer, I put up a poll question.
Oh, yeah. I meant to respond to that, and I just never did.
Yeah, you and everyone listening should go respond to it. But when you're pitching in baseball games, do you take the catcher's advice on the pitch selection?
Usually I do, yes.
Yeah, usually I'll start off going on my own, and then I will realize that's a bad idea and then switch to what they're saying. That always works out. But then I feel bad. Like, I can't get mad if I pick my own pitch and then I let up a home run. But if they pick the pitch and I let up a home run, I get so frustrated. All right, let's
see. Yeah, I can see that being annoying. But I usually give what the catcher calls, and I live with that. It's worked out all right for me.
Yeah.
I think Zach Greinke's got the lowest ERA in baseball right now as of September.
That's funny because I'm going to start a franchise and I'm probably going to do it with the Angels starting with the next roster update.
You know, once Greinke's there?
Yeah, and just so that we can get all the trade, the pre-waiver trade deadline stuff in. But I'm excited. Also, the NCAA League is flying.
That's good.
We're in week 5. I think we're just about to be week 6. 4-1 awesome. ASU. Yeah, I had a guy commit. I was pretty excited.
Yeah, in my NCAA 12 one, I just finally got a guy to commit, and we're like in week 7.
Yeah. It's tough, man. Those kids.
And it was like an instant commit of like a 3-star recruit, too.
Yeah.
And I was doing it online. That was even weirder.
Did it pop up like a big window?
Just, you know, instant commit. And I've only seen it online. I haven't been able to do it in-game. I determined I shouldn't hand out scholarships as early as I do.
Yeah, they're good for, like, that late bonus. Because they're a big thing. I think you get, like, 200 or something points for that. All right.
Sort of an over-the-edge thing.
All right, Scott, let's just jump right into the extremely long list of news that we have.
This is, like, going to be the longest show ever.
I hope to God it isn't. But it could be. The big news of this week was that Amazon showed an updated cover image for NBA 2K13, and it showed two things. One, better with Kinect sensor. Dear God.
Opinion.
And the other...
I hate that they put that on every game that has Kinect on it.
Well, this is the first that people are hearing about Kinect in NBA 2K.
All right.
And the other is executive produced by Jay-Z.
Yay.
How excited does this make you for this game?
Kind of anti-excited, actually.
Why? You love Jay-Z.
No, I don't.
Why not?
Because I don't like rap.
Just point out the bounce. Pump it up freestyle. Public service announcement. There's going to be some good Jay-Z songs on here. All of which I will listen to my iPod over. So I'm just going to read you some more songs. Puff Daddy and the Family, Victory, featuring Notorious B.I.G. and Busta Rhymes. It's a classic. What else we got here? Kanye West, We Major, also great.
I just don't like rap, and no amount of arguing is going to make me like rap. It's been my biggest dislike of basketball games since forever.
Well, don't worry. There's also Coldplay's Viva La Vida and U2's Elevation.
Well, all right. That might be like the first non-rap tracks in a basketball game that I can think of.
Yeah, and the best part? All these rap tracks are going to be censored, so they're going to be not even worth listening to. Ugh, it's going to be bad. But, you know. And but supposedly he's going to be... Go ahead.
He also designed the videos and menus.
Yeah. That should be...
Ooh.
Well, that'll be funny if Jay-Z can do menus better than EA Sports.
This could be true.
We will see how that works out for him. Also, sticking with music, NBA Baller Beats released their track list.
Oh, boy. Is this going to be more? Oh, boy.
Let's see. Do you know any of these songs? Like Get Your Freak On by Missy Elliott?
Nope.
It's Okay by CeeLo.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I think I... Oh, all right. Sadly, I think I know that song.
Roll Up by Wiz Khalifa. Oop. No, none of these. Amazing by Kanye West and Young Jeezy. Bangarang by Skrillex.
Was that in a Madden game once?
I'm sure some sort of Skrillex was in Madden games. Look, you got Another One Bites the Dust by Queen.
Oh, all right.
It's Tricky by Run DMC.
Okay, that I'll go with that one. Ever since SSX.
I hope that is a very hard song to do in the game. And you'd be like, oh, it is. It is quite tricky. Look, Party Rock Anthem by LMFAO. It's your favorite song.
Why do you assume these things?
I can only believe this is the music they play in Wisconsin. Oh, look, even better. There is an in-game tutorial where two-time NBA champion and Emmy Award-winning TNT NBA analyst Kenny Smith dishes tips for success.
See, the problem is I would have to buy a Kinect to play this game.
I know. But you don't have to buy a basketball because it comes with one. That actually releases September 11th, the same day as NHL.
Oh, well, that's kind of snuck up on us.
Yeah. But still, sticking with basketball, this is like the week of basketball news.
Or non-news.
Or non-news. Thank you, Scott. EA had their earnings call a few days ago, and they released the list of upcoming games for this year. And NBA Live 13 is not on said list.
What?
And then later someone was like, oh, well, we haven't actually announced the game as a game yet.
What?
Which is why it's not on the list.
Then why do we know it exists?
Yeah. And then there's been some more word that it's going to be a digital-only release. Though, if it's
digital-only... What, are they going to release only, an engine?
Well, if it's digital-only, and let's say they give you, like, franchise mode, and maybe some sort of be-a-pro mode for, like, $20, then I'd be cool with that. But if it's just... It's probably... They're just going to put out Ultimate Team. That would be a great idea.
Just Ultimate Team.
Make money for NBA Live 14.
Oh, they would get so much backlash for that.
Yeah, because in the Xbox Live Rewards program, it lists the game as full game NBA Live 13-digital.
Interesting.
So, I want it to be good, though, since we haven't heard anything, I highly doubt it will be good.
Even if it's good, will it be able to compete with 2K?
Well, if it can get the on-the-court stuff faster and the shooting not a pain, and maybe it cool to do dribble moves, I'll be happy.
All right. I could see it being more like... I can recognize that NBA 2K is an amazing game, an amazing representation of basketball. But I agree, it moves kind of slow, dribble moves are hard to pull off, and shooting is almost impossible.
And
even if you're wide open.
And everybody thinks it's going to get canceled now. But
I can't imagine that 2K would... Well, hey, here's this game that's been a big moneymaker for us for years. We're just going to stop making it now.
Yeah. EA, not 2K.
Yeah, 2K. But I know what you meant. I know what I meant.
But, you know, I hope it comes out. But we'll see.
I don't even care.
All right, back to college football. Because they've actually put out updates. And one of these things you may have heard of if you're a Madden fan that never came out, a tuner.
What?
No,
well,
it's
to be fair, the tuner sets have existed in NHL for a few years now.
Yep, and NCAA.
Yeah, NCAA for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. They existed for Madden 12, like, the groundwork was there. They just never did any.
Yep. And, well, we talked about the patch that came out, or the patch that was coming out last week, which has now come out. But then
this is like a quick patch, though, right?
Right, that just fixed some play call screen issues and
coach trust issues.
No, that the coach trust and linebackers' reactions, that was in the tuner patch.
Oh, okay. So they totally could have fixed leap in linebackers in Madden 12.
Right. Well, this does the way they react to the option play.
Okay. But well, what was the problem with that? Were they not reacting to it? Were they reacting too hard to it?
I think they were probably overreacting to it.
Okay. In the weekend I played, I don't recall ever running too many successful options.
Yeah. And actually, it's really funny when you do this. These two things kind of work well together, because one of the problems with the coach trust is when you're like a running back in practice mode and they do an option where you're screwed.
Oh, yeah, where you're like they pitch to you, but you're going to get tackled no matter what?
Yeah, you lose like 10 points for loss of yards every time.
Oh, that's not good.
And that's a huge amount of points when you actually get into it. Because I think you only get like 1 point for each yard you gain.
Oh, wow.
So I can't wait to play around with that and see how that's fixed. Maybe my 99 overall quarterback can get out of third string. Or maybe I just create a new one.
But they didn't sound like they fixed your throw power glitch yet.
Nope, and I've sent tweets to @EA, NCAA football, and J. Dewell. No responses. But hopefully, because I would like to be a pocket passer.
maybe on the real patch, or the next patch, I should say.
Right. And hopefully it's not an issue in Madden 13. Because then I will play superstar mode / connected career where I only play as one guy.
I keep thinking, well, why would I play superstar mode? And then I forget, oh, yeah, it's all the same thing now.
Yeah.
It might be more fun to do it or something like that.
No, it probably won't be.
Yeah, you'll still just play as a... Well, I know, I wonder, if it's all the same, could I do something like make my connected career player get him drafted onto a team, and then say, okay, now I'm going to play as this team. Or just follow that player around. Like, even though I'm not playing as him, like, if he gets traded to like let's say he gets drafted to Green Bay and then traded to Tampa Bay for some reason, could I just say, oh, I'm going to go coach Tampa Bay now?
I'm going to say yes, because they haven't really said anything about how, like, in NCAA, it's always like the team has to want you as their coach.
Right.
But they haven't said any of that in Madden.
Well, not even like, not like I'm not taking my coach and going over to Tampa Bay. I'm just saying, no, I'm going to stop playing as the coach of Green Bay and start playing as the coach of Tampa Bay. I should have used the Bays. I'm going to get myself confused in this analogy.
Yeah, and that's what they've made it seem like you can just pick up and go.
Yeah, because that's what I've always wanted out of Superstar Mode is with football, I want to be there, mm-hmm. but I still would like to do everything else.
You want the player/manager mode of Dan Vitale's FIFA in his mind?
Yes, and I think like the first time they did Superstar Mode, you could do that too.
Yeah.
Like in Madden 06, it was like that.
I don't remember that, but...
Okay. I could be wrong, because I don't really remember it either.
So let's talk about quarterbacks in Madden, since they released a whole bunch of stuff on quarterbacks.
I hate the ratings release. I hate the
way Aaron Rodgers is a 99. Just be happy.
I am. That's awesome. I think he deserves it. MVP. But...
Let's just go through the top 10 real quick. Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady. We're not even reading overalls. Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Eli Manning, Ben Roethlisberger, Peyton Manning, Philip Rivers, Matt Stafford, Tony Romo, and Michael Vick. What's your biggest problem with that?
Well, my biggest problem is not Michael Vick in the top 10, like I perhaps has made it sound like. I'm surprised he's back in the top 10, but it doesn't bother me that he is.
But he is an 89, so it's like not even a 90.
Well, that's fine. I guess, you know, maybe they're... So he's not an elite quarterback.
Yeah, not
super
elite.
There aren't too many elite quarterbacks.
I think my biggest one is I think Peyton Manning should have been knocked down a couple more points.
Maybe
90.
I mean, I say he gets the benefit of the doubt because he didn't try playing injured, so we don't know if he sucks now.
Well, supposedly he was fine to play last year in, like, December. But the Colts wanted Andrew Luck, so they wanted to keep losing. Conspiracy theory.
Now, see, I thought Peyton Manning was on the injured reserve last year, but apparently he wasn't.
Yeah, I don't think they put him on until, like, the end.
They just ate his roster spot all year, even though he couldn't play?
Yeah. Which is funny, because even when he does play, they only carry two quarterbacks. Or they were only carrying two quarterbacks.
The Packers have done that, too. I think it's slightly more common. And there's usually some player, like... Is dubbed the
Antoine Randall or Brad Smith or
I think it was Randall Cobb for the Packers because he played quarterback in college, and that may change this year. I don't know. I remember hearing that. I might even just be assuming that because I heard he played quarterback in college.
Yeah, I think the only other big controversy was a lot of people saying Eli Manning should be higher, and you know he's a 97. There's not much higher you can go. So
yeah, I was gonna say
be happy.
Yeah, he won. Just because he won the Super Bowl doesn't necessarily mean he's a better quarterback than Aaron Rodgers.
Right. So. And now they're going to do player votes for who should be the fastest quarterback, have the most throw power, most throw accuracy and awareness. And there's going to be weeks and weeks and weeks of stuff like this.
Yeah, I know. It all sucks. And still nothing about a demo.
Right. Pretty whack. So the question is, Scott, who is the fastest quarterback, or who should be the fastest quarterback in Madden 13? Michael Vick, Robert Griffin III, or Terrell Pryor?
All right, I know nothing about Robert Griffin III.
Fast. You may have seen him on the cover of NCAA Football 13.
Yeah, that's about all I know about him. So, based on knowledge, I'm going to have to go with Vick, but is he even as fast as he used to be?
I'm going to say he's probably dropped a step, but he's still probably faster than everybody else.
Okay.
And then Terrell Pryor, like, come on.
I don't even know who that is. Who does he play for?
He went to Ohio State.
Okay.
Then I think he fell out of somewhere. Then he was on the Raiders. Then I think got hurt. I don't even know what's happened with that guy.
Yeah. I don't even know who Robert Griffin got drafted by.
The Washington Redskins. Are you even... Do you pay attention to football?
I pay attention to the Packers.
Sad. It's truly sad. Where's Ryan Grant going? Nobody even knows.
I don't think Ryan Grant knows where Ryan Grant's going.
True.
He just hasn't been signed by anybody yet. Apparently nobody wants him, which I think is sad.
Yeah, that is pretty sad. He's a good guy. Let's see. Did you actually see that they released the whole list of all the QB's ratings? That is terrible.
Why is it terrible? Is it just, oh, is it just a big list of numbers?
It's a list of numbers.
Yeah, oh, that's right. It was like an Excel spreadsheet.
Yeah. Sorry, oh. Giants Ryan Perilou. You are a 55 rated quarterback. Interestingly enough, 95 rated throw power. And 65 accuracy.
Oh, that I was going to say. So he can throw the he can throw the ball to the end zone, but you don't know which part of the end zone it's ever going to go to.
Yeah. Let's see. On this list, nothing is really exciting except Matt Stafford's 99 throw power.
Oh, what's Matt Flynn rated?
Matt Flynn is a football player for the Seahawks who's rated a 79.
Okay, I guess. That's fair, given limited exposure.
Oh no, the kind of 82 throw power and 72 throw accuracy.
Oh wow,
that sounds a little low for him, right?
Yeah, didn't he like tie some sort of record last year?
Like most yards in a game or something.
I think there are three names in the passing record books for the Packers, and they are Favre, Rodgers, and Flynn for one game.
Interesting. I feel like they've really nerfed a lot of these. Oh, this is, I'm sorry, it's deep accuracy. It's not just accuracy. It's deep accuracy. Okay, because I was going to say, these accuracy numbers seem a little low for some of these guys. A lot of guys with like 95 throw power and 70-something accuracy.
Okay.
Now I feel a little better.
Yeah, I'll say that's, it doesn't sound like a starting quarterback. But,
yeah. You know what you should say?
Mm.
You should say, I don't know anybody on the Packers. Who's a wide receiver for the Packers?
Donald Driver?
You should say, Driver, streak, O-line, aggressive, set hike.
I shouldn't say that. That sounds kind of cool in theory, but it's one of those things in practice. I don't want to shout at my TV. Well, people living in apartments.
Yeah, but you watch football games and you shout at your TV. It's like the same thing.
Actually, no, I don't really shout at my TV too much when I watch football.
Stay tuned for a candid video of Scott watching a football game yelling at the screen. Madden is going to recognize over 6,000 commands.
Now, like, will they screw up if you like swear in the middle of them?
You might get a red card, like in FIFA.
Yeah, throw the flag. That would be awesome. Like, you get an unsportsmanlike for swearing.
Yeah.
They have to do that for Kinect to be awesome.
Let's see. You know, it could be cool as long as it's faster than it was at E3.
Yeah, I definitely think calling out high. I mean, if you have Kinect and you don't mind shouting at your TV, that's definitely a great way to do it. I would, you know, basically, and you probably wouldn't be able to shout out names. It'd probably be like wide receiver streak.
In this example from designer Victor Lugo, it says Manningham streak.
Wow. Interesting.
And apparently they're going to have dynamic grammar, so you can put in your own stuff to say for special stuff. So you have custom audibles.
I'm trying to think of the most complicated name I can. I'm thinking TJ Houshmandzadeh.
That's a good guy.
Like, you know, names that are hard to pronounce.
Azaman Zababas. What's that guy, the cornerback? Azmuga. Yeah. Prince Minikinini. That guy was good.
That's what worries me is hard to pronounce names. There's a lot of those in football.
Hey, you know what worries me is crazy control schemes, such as with your voice or with your Wii U controller.
Now, I don't get why this would be a crazy control scheme, because it's a giant controller with a tablet on it, but otherwise it has all the standard array of buttons you would need.
Yeah. Actually, it's kind of funny. I do like that you can pick your play on the Wii U controller.
That is awesome.
Because before this, we were talking about like going to tournaments. And I can only assume, since I've never actually been to a tournament, that you're both playing on the same screen, right?
Actually, I've done it both ways. We were talking before we started recording about... Yeah, I've done it both ways. I've seen ones where, yeah, you have to play on the same screen, but I've also been in tournaments where they have an internet connection available, so you actually are playing online.
See, that's what I would prefer, because I don't want people looking at my plays.
Right, but I'm guessing most tournament situations are on the same screen.
Yeah. Which is why Wii U would be kind of cool, because I miss the Dreamcast days of NFL 2K, where I could pick my play on my VMU.
But yeah, that required you to also know what plays were.
Yeah, what words to a play were, which was really tough.
That was the biggest problem with that. My friend and I have tried that.
Okay. And this is pretty cool that the Wii U has like the video screen to show you the play in drawing that you would see on the screen.
This is like when they announced the Wii U controller, it's like the first thing I thought of.
And if they would do this with PS3 and a Vita, I would probably stop buying Madden on Xbox. That would be something cool enough to get me to switch.
Well, I'm sure they'll do this with Smart Glass too for Xbox when that comes out.
And the big announcement was that FIFA and Madden are going to be developed for the Wii U, and
being developed for the Wii U.
Well, I know at least FIFA is going to be a launch title.
Okay.
I don't know about Madden. Oh, we should do that thing I was talking about earlier, Scott.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right. Yeah, throw it in there now.
We are going to add a new little feature to the show where we're going to do one of those things that you see like a baseball game in the third inning. They're like, hey, here's a trivia question. And we'll answer it later while we keep talking. You think about it. So I stole this trivia question from yesterday's Yankee game. You ready, Scott?
Maybe.
Everybody at home ready? All right. Ichiro Suzuki has the single season record for hits in a season. Gotcha.
Yeah.
There are only two other Mariners that have had more than 200 hits in a season. Can you name them? Don't name them now.
Right.
Wait for later. So write down.
I can give out my guesses now.
No. Yeah, you want no. me to look at the it. End, you will give your guesses.
Okay.
Well, I'm hoping anyway. All the listeners get this, and especially Ryan the Lou, because it's a Mariners-centric question.
All right.
So aside from Ichiro, there are two batters that have had more than 200 hits in a single season for the Mariners. Who are they? And while you think about that, let's talk some more FIFA. As we said, launch title for the Wii U. Wii U is going to be kind of cool. They got some feature lists, which, you know, we love lists.
I sadly am not probably jumping on the Wii U bandwagon immediately. Oh,
no. Yeah, me neither.
For many reasons.
Maybe, well, depending on the price point, maybe it'll be like a next birthday kind of thing.
Yeah, maybe something like that. Christmas money.
just run down.
Give it a chance to prove itself type thing, so don't get burned like I did with the Wii.
Yeah. My Wii still just sits there.
Yeah.
Lift and look. See the game from the player's on-field perspective. Sure.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so you can lift up the gamepad to aim the ball.
Oh, all right. Interesting.
That's interesting. That's kind of like how in the PS Vita version, you use like the back pad to shoot, like to aim your shot.
Okay.
Kind of cool. Shake and shoot, which sounds pretty much like the same thing. Shake the gamepad to activate the shooting zone, and then touch the screen to pick the spot precisely on goal.
That does not sound intuitive at all.
Nope. Tap and tackle. Just tap on the guy and tackle him. That's not a direct quote, but it's, pretty much.
Or you can just mark him, too, apparently.
Then you can have one person manage while the other people play in co-op mode, which seems really boring for the one person.
Yeah.
Complete team control, change formations and subs, so pretty much everything you would do with the pause.
Basically,
screen.
Instead of having call-up menus, they'll be on your gamepad.
Yeah. There's real-world drama. It's going to have career mode.
All right, well, now, a lot of these are just carries over from FIFA 13 in general.
Yeah, so nothing really exciting here. Yeah. Except it's going to be on Wii U. Launch game. Hey. And you know what's nice? It's an actual full game on a launch, because the FIFA soccer that's on PS Vita isn't like a full game. Like, it's got parts, but not everything.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's going to be any Ultimate Team or Pro Clubs or anything like that in this.
Yeah, Nintendo, I don't think there'd be the audience for it.
Yeah. There's also going to be, in FIFA 13 proper on the consoles and PC, there's going to be...
Now, this is the problem with the Wii U, is that we're still calling the 360 and Wii U versions, you know, the real versions of the game.
And I think that's how it's going to be until Wii U actually proves itself to be more than the Mario console.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah.
But in FIFA 13, there will also be the MLS All-Star team that you can have. That's kind of cool.
All right. Well.
They got sweet jerseys.
Didn't they actually beat, like, Chelsea or somebody?
Yeah, they beat Chelsea's, like, C team. It was pretty good.
Oh, okay. It was like, they sent, like, the backup team. Okay.
Yeah, I think, like, three or four of the regular starters didn't play. But
you'd think, like, the Chelsea backup team would be, like, off playing in the Olympics or something.
Yeah. Well,
oh, that's why it was, like, the third backup team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the Olympics are all 23 and under teams.
Oh, okay.
And I think three exceptions you get, so.
Yeah, I have no idea how any of that works. I really don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, the real reason is all the English teams are kind of like tuning up now.
Oh, okay.
So it's like football, you know, skip a couple weeks of practice, just see what's up.
Okay.
But they're going to have the MLS All-Star team, so I'm sure they'll be like an 84 overall. So I don't know.
they'll still be weaker than like every European club, but.
Yeah. Skipping over to NHL. They released a new developer blog that says Hockey IQ is going to be a big part of making the experience better.
I could see that.
As long as the teammates don't play stupid, that's the biggest thing. Especially
yeah.
in like in FIFA's pro clubs, if you're going to lose, it's because your computer plays bad defense. So,
yeah.
If the hockey defense plays good.
Like I'm open on the other side of the net, but maybe you shouldn't pass it in front of the net where the goalie can poke it away. Like, pass it behind the net.
Yeah. And EA Sports Hockey League will introduce better matchmaking, leaderboards for clubs.
All right, the usual, they're going to make things better.
Mm-hmm.
I will say the one nice thing I read about in this is in Be a Pro, you can now request trades.
Ooh, captain designations for each club. What's
not
up?
Not just whoever got into the room first.
Yes. That is sweet.
Yeah, that is nice. So it's like, can you choose one captain and two alternates, or some combination thereof?
I would hope so. Ooh, harsher penalties for quitters. That's what you need.
Yeah, like you can't play another game for like the rest of the day or something.
That would be awesome.
Make it be harsh, even if it means that, oh crap, my internet cut out and now I can't play the rest of the day. You know what? Fine, I can live with that.
Yeah.
It would suck, but. Well, maybe it would be different. Like if it's a disconnect as opposed to a straight up quit.
Yeah.
But then everyone would just pull the plug to get out instead. But
actually, I don't even trust them with even any of that because I'll always get kicked out of the EA Sports servers, but I will still be logged into the Xbox Live. Like I will be sitting there talking to my teammates in pro clubs and FIFA, and it'll just be like, "You have lost connection," but I know they're still playing, and we're still talking.
But I do agree there needs to be harsher penalties.
Yeah, and I'm really excited for NHL 13. Like, I'm pumped.
I know, I am too.
And it's funny because I
wish it didn't come out so close to Madden. I really do.
Yeah, because Madden's coming out August 28th. NHL's coming out September 11th, and then FIFA's coming out September 25th. So it's literally like every 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, I could see myself getting NHL and then like sitting on it for like a month before I really get into it.
Yeah. Well, don't because we're going to have an EA Sports Hockey League team.
Well, yeah, I'll play that and like that'll be it and I won't really get into it until like hockey starts up around here.
Yeah. But I got some friends. We're going to play some EA Sports Hockey League and I'm trying to get everybody to be like, you know, FIFA Pro Clubs is fun. EA Sports Hockey League is way better. And I have made a legitimate step towards doing that because you know what I just did, Scott?
No, I don't know what you just did.
I went on Amazon.com, clicked on FIFA 12 for Xbox 360.
Ah, you sold it off.
Saw that they will give me $27 for it.
Oh, they bumped it up again?
Yes.
Nice.
Traded in. And then I was like, I got this FIFA Street copy of FIFA Street laying around that I have barely played. I have played it so little that I actually still have the online pass unregistered.
Nice.
So if anybody needs a online pass to the PlayStation 3 version of FIFA Street, let me know.
Oh, you should like eBay it or something and mention that the online code is still intact.
Well, they're going to give me $23.40 for that game. That's $51. So Madden is pretty much paid off.
Now, my Madden is paid off.
Well, actually, I'm going to be away for the launch of Madden. So I might just put all this money towards No, I should put it towards Madden and use that $15 credit from Madden for NHL. Brilliant.
Anyway.
So pumped for video games coming out.
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting time.
And one game that's kind of fallen off my radar is Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2. Scott, are you still playing it?
No.
Yeah. You know what I realized? They went with the insert name of Edgen that I cannot remember the name of.
Yeah.
That a lot of, like, war games use. You notice how brown Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2 is?
Yes, I did.
Very brown.
Yeah, I remember the game being a lot more colorful. I should throw in that 2X, the Xbox 2X game I found at a used game store and compare again.
But the good news, because it is a good game.
It is a good game.
And I can't wait till they do the DLC pack that's coming out, I think, next month or the end of this month.
See, I might not be interested in that anymore now, because the game, I'm like, I played it.
Well, it's only like $5, you know.
Yeah, pricing. 400 points. Will depend on pricing.
Yeah. But apparently they sold 120,000 copies of the game.
Oh, wow.
Which, start button, type in the word calc, 120,000 times, what was it, $15?
15.
That is $1.8 million. Pretty damn good. And because of that, Robomondo?
That company.
Robomodo.
The people that did Tony Hawk Pro Skater HD.
Yep. They said, and I quote, "By making it lower risk, we were allowed to take some chances, which benefits both the developer and publisher." He also noted that the prospect of a fuller game is definitely on the table. And it's just a matter of when and how.
I would definitely say I would be interested in another Tony Hawk's Pro Skater that's more the traditional style game.
Without a big ride board.
Yeah, without a board, without any of the open world stuff. Yeah, just sort of a more old school mentality game design.
Yeah, I even like some of the open world stuff, but I keep the world small and have the open world stuff.
But keep it simple. Like, there was so much, like...
Yeah.
At some point, you basically have to decide, all right, I'm going to end this combo. Newer games didn't have that. Like, they just kept creating things so that your combos could just get longer, whether it was... First, it was the manual, then it was the revert, and then you could, like, grab onto cars and ride them. And
it's like, well, let me set up this camera over here so I can do this trick, and then take a picture, and then text it to some fake guy in the game to be like, oh, great picture, what?
All that just give me a course, just give me a bunch of cool courses and let me go.
Yeah. Scott, you need to buy an iPhone.
Not happening.
Scott, you need to buy an iPod Touch.
Better chances.
All right, because there are three games coming out that I just wanted to tap on. Well, look at it, tap on, because they're iOS games.
Yeah. The thing is, I so much hate that... touchscreen only gameplay, though.
Oh, these, at least one of
them. Now, if it's done right, awesome.
And a game that it is done right in is Super Stickman Golf. And now there's a Super Stickman Golf 2 coming out.
Sounds like golf on Atari or something.
No, it's pretty awesome. You should go check it out. Noodle Cake makes some amazing games. Like, how do I describe this? It's more of a puzzle than a golf game. It's a golf game with a puzzle aspect.
All right, I'm looking at screenshots here.
So, you know, you aim in the... You set your angle that you want to hit the ball, and you pick your swing power, and your obvious idea is to get the ball into the hole.
It seems like it's kind of like one of those like old tank shooter games from the early 90s.
Kind of.
That's what it sounds like. That's what the game mechanic sounds like.
And then there's special balls where, like, you'll hit it, and then it will stick to whatever you hit first. Or you'll have, like, a super-powered ball. So
it's a puzzle game with a golf mechanic.
Yeah. Or a golf game with a puzzle mechanic. You be the judge!
All right.
But
what else?
That's a really good game. You should play that. TNA Impact coming for iOS.
Oh, TNA. I don't think we've ever talked about TNA on this show before.
That's a good thing, because also TNA was not supposed to talk about this TNA game on TNA.
And then they did?
Apparently, during, like, some interview or something, a guy was just talking about how they're making a TNA iOS game.
And they weren't supposed to see.
Nope. They just said it and that it's going to be for iPad. And a quote from some guy said, even if we were to announce it now, the turnaround time on a game is a long time, so I don't think you'll see anything in the next couple of months at least. And then Kurt Angle tweeted, TNA is working on something, though he didn't go into specifics. So, hey.
Well, I'm sure they're working on something.
Oh, God, I hope not. They should spend their money on, like, getting people to watch the show. Ho!
Oh!
And you remember Baron Davis? No, me neither. Actually, funny.
Name sounds familiar.
Funny, because I'll tell you how I was confused about this. He started up a video game company for iOS devices, which is a better, smaller scale than certain baseball players who try to do massively multiplayer online games. So Baron Davis started a game company that I don't know the name of, but they released a game called Getting Buckets, featuring the likes of Baron Davis, Steve Nash, Rajon Rondo, Brandon Jennings, and Candace Parker.
Oh, Brandon Jennings.
It's like a Temple Run, kind of. It's like a basketball version of Temple Run.
Okay.
And see, I was really confused because I was like, who is Baron Davis? And the only person I could think of, because they showed like his beard, I thought of like Gilbert Arenas. So I was like, is this some sort of first-person shooter that I don't know about? Because Gilbert Arenas brings guns to basketball games. But apparently it's a little cool side-scroller basketball thing.
iPod game, standard fare, it seems like.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I actually have to check it out. So that should be something fun to play.
All right.
But let's see. No one tweeted at us except... So, you know how we were talking about doing that whole thing?
What whole thing?
The special edition podcast on...
the WWE?
Yeah, that's what it was. The WWE one? There has been some talk on Twitter of people wanting us to also do one on boxing games.
Okay, I know far less there. Like, I couldn't make demands for boxing games, personally.
That's why we're going to go to the people to get their demands.
Ah, I like it.
Exactly.
I like that idea.
Yeah, this was all brought up by at Poetic Drink, the number 2U. And he writes on Operation Sports, so we're going to try to get him on and do a special Boxing Demand podcast.
We got to do that WWE show sometime, too.
Yeah. We will be doing that very shortly. But... if you have any Twitter questions, you can send them
Speaking of questions really quick, when are we getting to that trivia answer?
Oh! The answer to the trivia question. Scott Ichiro Suzuki had 268 hits for the ML record. So who do you think are the other two Mariners that had hits?
I can only come up with one name, and that being the only other Seattle Mariners player, past or present, I can think of off the top of my head, and that is Ken Griffey Jr.
That is incorrect.
Oh, all right. Well, then I'm totally lost.
Wow, Scott. First off, let me open my recently closed tab because I have closed this tab already because I knew the answers. But now I want to tell you how many Ken Griffey Jr. had. In his best season, he had 185.
Oh, so he wasn't far off.
That was 1997.
Okay.
The year before that, Alex Rodriguez had 215 hits for the Mariners.
Wait, A-Rod played for the Mariners?
Are you really kidding me, Scott? Have you ever watched a baseball game?
Yes, I have watched it. I have not really followed baseball until very recently.
Interesting. And as you know, Ichiro and A-Rod are both on the Yankees. And since this Yankee
Wait a minute, you know what just dawned on me? A-Rod played for the Wisconsin team, I think. The Wisconsin, like, A-League team he played for, like, half a season. When they were still a Mariners farm team.
Jesus, Scott.
I remember that now. Anyway.
Oh,
I remember hearing about that. I didn't care at the time.
I don't know. He played in a lot of minor league teams. So, since this was a Yankee question, obviously I figured one was A-Rod. And then they tricked me because Aaron Boone does some stuff with the Yankees. And the answer is actually his brother, Brett, in 2001 had 206 hits.
Okay. Crazy. Yeah, that's the thing about those baseball trivia questions. There's always some reason they're asking the question they're asking.
Yeah, and that's why I had no idea it was going to be Brett Boone. So like it had to be Ichiro and A-Rod. Which, also, can I just say something? In 1996, A-Rod got robbed of the MVP award.
Okay.
Because Juan Gonzalez won. Like, first off, Jesus Christ, God. Juan Gonzalez had a 74% share, and A-Rod had a 73% share.
Oh.
But, listen to this. First off, A-Rod played 10 more games, scored 150 more runs, had 40-something more hits, 13 more stolen bases.
How the hell?
He hit 44 points higher.
And what did this other guy do better?
He hit 11 more home runs and 20 more RBIs. Obviously, it should have been A-Rod.
Yeah.
And it was A-Rod's second full year in the league. And by second full year, I mean it was his first full year.
So is this like crotchety old baseball men not wanting to acknowledge a rookie like that?
Mm-hmm. And what's even more messed up is I think he played like one too many games the last year in 95.
Okay.
So he wasn't eligible for rookie of the year.
Oh.
And then
rules are rules. I'm not going to argue that.
Yeah. Yeah, rules are rules, and Ryan Braun should have been suspended 50 games. But if you have comments on any of that controversy...
Not getting into that.
Twitter, @ThatSportsGamer. Scott, where are you?
@DarthObvious.
Also, we are on the Facebook, facebook.com/ThatSportsGamer. I put a lot of pictures and stuff up there. Try to spark some conversation. Let's go over there, talk about some stuff. Let's see. There's also the forums where we can talk, chat it up a little bit. If you want to play with us, thatsportsgamer.com/leagues. I don't even know what's up there right now. I think NCAA, Madden, NHL.
Why is NCAA up there still?
I don't think it's up there anymore, actually.
Okay.
But
I would hope not at this point.
Actually, it might still be up there. It's a heck of a question. Mm-hmm. It is still up there. Madden, NHL. Still debating this whole NBA thing. Just don't know if we're going to have enough people for NBA.
Well, I honestly don't know if we're going to have enough people for NHL, but I will gladly play.
Oh, we are going to have enough people for NHL. We're already up to like 10.
Okay. Like I don't think we need to... I don't think filling an NHL league with 30 people should be a goal.
Oh, no.
We just play with whoever we get.
Yeah. Yeah, especially when we early pick teams that get way good players. Scott.
I knew nothing.
You knew nothing. Thank you for the title of this show. also, circles on Google Plus.
Hey,
gplus.2/thatsportsgamer. Continue.
I was at least harking back to Zelda 2 and call it I Know Nothing.
No. Obviously because your name is Error. also, go give us a nice review and rating on iTunes. That would be great. Oh, man. I'm trying to play some MLB.